You're listening to the National Religious Broadcasters award-winning show, The Rhythm and Praise Party.
What it do? This your boy Lecrae hanging with P-Dawg on The Rhythm and Praise Party. Holla at me.
Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was and what I have become. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy and pity on your son.
Dark past, full of evil endeavors. Heart clean never, black and ugly as ever. However, I see my family die from them rocks. The fiends on blocks, including my own pops. Homie, I seen too much to drink them two cups. Can't lean on the lean, already way too screwed up. Was way too gone, I was way too cold. 50-yard Hail Mary, I was way too thawed. I was Tarzan, raised by gorillas and the beast. On them trees when I gorilla the beat. Then that truth came, hit me, got me out of my grave. All my partners say I'm changed, now I'm gon' stay the same, huh?
Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was and what I have become. Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was to what I have become. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Killer trying to murder it, chasing ladies down for fun, saying come with me, Hail Mary, but then kill her son. However, I seen them boys, man, take that broad way, but God say Beastie Boy, he still took three the hard way. Toss me up, hard away, crucifix, no jewelry, just wooden beads he took for me, took them up to Calvary. I was a DGK, wildin' out to UGK, running from the HPD, huffin' puffin' Mary Jane, no Rick James, man, I but looking for a super freak, nasty, cameo, candy, super sweet, but now your boy turned up, free from all them chains, yeah, volume on 10, you can call it unashamed.
Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was and what I have become. Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was to what I have become. Lord, have mercy and pity on your son from what I once was and what I have become. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy and pity on your son.
Now I'm turned up daily, I'm on my 180. They thought I water it down, I'm like, boy, y'all crazy. On my J-O, my OJ Mayo, I'm on my Grizzly. Jesus turned me around so fast that you would swear I was dizzy. Now they asking who is it, now they wonder my name. I run in my own lane, screaming Jesus came. Till my heart stop pumping, no more blood in my veins. Watch me turn up every day, homeboy, I'm so unashamed.
That is the sounds of my man Lecrae featuring Tadashi. That joint is called Lord Have Mercy. And it's another track coming off of Lecrae's upcoming album entitled Gravity. All right. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy DJ P-Dawg. And that stands for Perry Depends on God's Grace. And you are tuned into the Rhythm and Praise Party. And man, I got a special show for you guys. I got a special guest that's going to be hanging out with us later on in the show. You'll hear about that. Later on, all right. And of course, we got some more great tunes. Right now, here's something brand new from my man Pastor 83 featuring The Truth. It's called Classic.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Woo. It's our anniversary. Got on my black tie, black suit, black shoes, black shades. It's about to be real. And wifey putting on that dress that I like. You already know it's finna be a late night. Because today is the same day some years ago that we held hands and said I do. And tonight we're gonna celebrate love. Yeah, tonight we're gonna celebrate us. Cause our love is classic. Let's toast to forever. Tonight just won't be enough. We can't let tonight just be like any other day. No. We can't let tonight just be
like any other day.
No,
we can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Cause this right here gotta be classy.
Valet, no parking lot. Table for two in a quiet spot. My phone's off, you get all my attention.
Talk about whatever ooh, you want.
So no Facebook, no Twitter, babe.
My status is blessed, I got you here with me.
The Lord knew what I needed and he gave it to me. That's why I'm saying that this love is classic.
Let's toast to forever.
Cause right here is where forever will be.
And let's dance till the sun comes up.
Told you and cherished, don't wanna be lonely. It's our anniversary, baby, for like the three Tonys. You and me only, yeah, seats cozy. Dinner for two, I'm just hoping to get the cheeks roasted.
Smile, baby.
This is an intimate night, I stare in my lover's eyes. And it's true that marriage is work, boo, but I love my job. It's summertime, yeah, let's come alive. 10 years in the making, baby, the summer's eyes. Yeah, so let the fire from the candles burn.
We've been
through it all, still standing firm. The definition of a love that is too classic. Watch the Martinelli's pouring the flute glasses, yeah. Cause we celebrating us. And I ain't going nowhere like the elevator stuck. Let's make a toast to forever and raise our cups. Cause tonight we came to celebrate our love. Go!
Let's toast to forever. Cause right here is where forever will be. Let's dance till the sun comes up. Because tonight just won't be enough.
Can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Can't let tonight just be like any other day.
Oh no, cause this right here gotta be classic, yeah.
Y'all keep it locked right here. Coming up, we got a special guest. The brand new project by Equip, the MC Mixtape, is now available for free download. The project features collabs with JB Real, K9, Omega Sparks, Tony Stone, Skyway Wreck, Young Timothy, and many more. You can download it absolutely free by going to his website, getequippedmusic.com, and follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Equipped Music.
Hi, it's Monica Michelle with Monica Michelle Marketing. Let me tell you how we help artists, churches, and businesses all over the United States. From eBlast, internal and external, we'll help you follow up with your existing customers, and we also assist with marketing strategies and event planning. We provide publicity through 6 different magazines, online and print, through Michelle Minutes. For more information, stop by www.monicamichelles.com or call us at 336-255-4910. We're here to give your vision legs.
Have you ever had car trouble before? I know I have, and when I do, I take my vehicle to my friends over at Your Mobile Technician. They specialize in fleet servicing, boat, and auto repair using only highly trained, qualified technicians committed to providing a high level of quality service to their customers. Best of all, they can come to you. For more information, you can visit their website at www.ymtllc.com and tell them DJ P-Dawg sent you.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints.
One Accord, DJ.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, DJ P-Dawg, back on the mic once again. And, man, I have a very special guest here with me, man. I've got the one and only Pastor Salo. Did I say that right?
Close enough, bro. Salo. I've been called everything.
I've been getting it wrong every day. Like,
that's all right. You're good.
And the kids tell me, man. They correct me. But what's going on with you, Pastor, man? I got you here on my show, man. We're going to be talking about some things. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just trying to recuperate.
I heard that.
Long days, long nights, and a whole lot of fun and stuff. But doing real good. Just Lord's blessing. Moving and shaking.
That's what's up. Now, for those of you who don't know, man, Pastor Salo is a youth pastor here in the city of Waco, Texas. And tell them what church you guys are from and a little bit about that real quick.
Well, we are. There you go, man. I tell you what I'm talking about. Anyway, we had a little conversation before. And I said, man, if I smack, I'm sorry. I am full-time youth pastor, been in youth ministry for about 15 years. Got into youth ministry, not really wanting to get into youth ministry, but sometimes you don't do what you want to do, you do what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Been with the same, serving the same senior pastor for the last 15 years. Church is in Waco, Texas, called Family Worship Center. And so if you're listening, big shouts out to you guys. And if you heard of us, what's up to you guys? And if you ain't heard of us, you'll be like, who is this joker?
Yeah, man, Family Worship Center is amazing, man. Got a chance to hang out with them for a few days, and they took real good care of me, real good people. So, yeah, if you're in Waco, man, check them out for sure. But, Pastor, man, you here. You got a brand-new book called Renew Your Mind. We're going to be talking about that as well as some other things you got going on. You guys have a curriculum that you have for student pastors called The Rise.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking about that as well. But I guess I want to start off by just kind of letting people hear your heart as far as youth ministry. Like, why do you feel like God has called you to youth ministry? And what is your passion in your heart to see happen in the lives of young people today?
Man, really, I don't know why God does half the stuff that he does, to be honest with you, for real. Because I'll give you a little bit of history, as short as I can. I was actually I was a police officer for 6.5 years, man. That was my career. That was what I was doing. I was active in the church, you know, I was serving, being an usher, man, just serving God, you know, not really looking for position, not looking for anything. Just, man, just kind of like I always felt, you know, share with folks, man, just kind of like Gideon and Stephen, man. I relate to them guys, man, because they just minding their own business, man, serving and doing what they're doing. And then guys like, hey, mighty man of God. And they're like, and disciples are like, hey, we need somebody to wait tables, you know. And so I really relate to those guys, man. And so I don't know why God has me here, but I know that I'm not going anywhere. So after working at 6.5 years as a police officer, man, got called to the ministry. Pastor was like, hey, we want you to come work with our young people. And I'm like, cool. And it was part-time pay, you know, no budget. And,
you know,
this is what we're going to do, you know. So, you know, you're getting like, you know, little old $125, you know, just to not even making money or, you know, money's not the issue, you know, it's just serving, you know. So, man, I've been doing that, took off, man. I hit the ground running. I was like, man, I'm going to do this, you know, nonstop or whatever. And 12 months later, man, I'm like, okay, God, what else you got? What else is going on? I mean, I'm not going to be here forever. And, really, just the Lord just kind of corrected me, you know. He's like, he goes, you want to be one of all the youth pastors that are out there, you know, because you have different items. Like you can have a Coke that's like you drink soda waters, man, like this. You have this and you have that. You have, you know, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, and you know, all these different flavors out there, but you're one of many. Mm. So you are a drink.
Yeah.
Or so do you want to be the drink? You know, so it's kind of what God showed me. It's like, you're going to be a youth pastor, one of many that come through the church.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be the youth pastor for your senior pastor. Are you going to be the youth pastor for the church?
Tight.
In other words, when they think of Family Worship Center, they're not thinking about, well, who's youth pastor over there now. They're thinking, well, he's the youth pastor, man. He ain't going nowhere. So, man, that's where that God just kind of dealt me with, man. So I just got planted. The Word of God says be planted, rooted, and grounded. And so, man, you don't see trees moving around and jumping from lot to lot.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's one of the most amazing things that I've seen, like just getting the chance to know you and see your heart. Like one thing that I've seen, especially with youth pastors, like the longevity, the lifetime of that pastor being at a particular church isn't as long as the students would need them to be. So, you know, definitely big ups to you, man, for staying with it. And there's a lot of things that you guys have going on. You know, like I said, you got a curriculum, you got a book, and you got some other amazing things that's going on. And so we're going to be talking about that throughout the show. But right now we're going to get into some music right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party. So y'all keep it locked. Got my man Pastor Salo hanging out with us right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party. Y'all keep it locked.
And the cycle goes again. Typical story of a good man giving God glory, he's a God-fearing man, perfect husband, excellent pops, and he finally received that raise, cash in the bank.
Yeah, they were saving up. He and his wife, he been fussing, it's time for making up. The recession's been digging in, yeah, it's been really rough. But he believes this change is here to stay. It was a Thursday night, April 1st. He's sitting there in traffic on his way home from work. He checks his voicemail, it's his mother. She got multiple lumps in her breast and they hurt. She wants him to pray that it's not cancerous. Broke the news to your daddy and he's sickened at the worst. Cause honestly she knew for many years, but she didn't want the family to panic over her. So he prayed,
God save her. Lord, I know that you are able.
So he goes to call the boo, to tell her all that happened and to let her know the news. It's looking like it's 6:22. She should be whipping up the dinner, got the kiddies home from school. But every time he calls, it goes straight to her voicemail, just leave your number and I'll get right back to you. He thinks nothing of it and he cruises the rest of the way trying to clear his mind. He pulls into the house, he's so unfocused. Walks around and he's wondering why was the front door wide open. Goes to the living room, it's two men holding guns to his family's face, his wife, his youngest, and his oldest. They yelling, get the money, hit the floor, man. He pulls the money out, he kneels down and says, just go, man. The robber kneels down to get the dough and forgets his fingers on the trigger and he accidentally blows it.
Jesus, can you even see us? I gave you all of me because I thought you could protect us, lead us and direct us, but you can't even keep us safe from violence and diseases. I really wanted to believe in you, but I need a reason to trust you after this one.
To trust you after this one.
Cause you let me down.
Cause you let me down.
Then God says, God, there's majesty and splendor round about me. It's very sad, but true that very often your faith failed you and you doubt me. Whoa, but I'm so sovereign and above. I give you power to believe you're all in control. But I'm super, and I'm set to show myself so strong. The land of the living that it leaves the whole world in a stupor. By the way, I caused the bullet shot to ricochet right back into the shooter.
That's my man Molly Music with the Job Experience right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party, playing you guys the best of hip-hop and rhythm and gospel music. Coming up in just a few minutes, man, my man Pastor Celos is going to be hanging out with us some more, talking about his brand new book entitled Renew Your Mind. All right, so definitely make sure y'all keep it locked right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party. And check out what this brother's got to offer, man. All right, so hopefully you guys will hear his heart and hear where he's coming from. Y'all keep it locked right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party.
T38 Creations is your premier destination for professional graphics, web design, and music production. To contact us, give us a call at 631-565-7056. And if you're looking for a quote or some sample music production, send an email to projects@t38creations.com.
Welcome to the Family is the newest album by Reflection Music Group, with songs including Geeked Up. RMG is made up of Pro, Chad Jones, Tony Tillman, and Cannon. You can find the album in stores, Amazon, and iTunes. Visit them at reflectionmusicgroup.com.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints.
One Accord, DJ, 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 DJ.
We are still hanging out with my man, Pastor Salo, man, youth pastor of Family Christian Center.
Family Worship Center.
Family Worship Center.
There you go. That's all right.
I don't know. It's like when I hear family, the first thing I think of is Christian.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's all good. Family Worship Center here in Waco, Texas, man. And we're going to be talking to him about some things. Now, you've been a youth pastor now for 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot and you got a lot of stories.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah.
What's one crazy story? Give us one, like, one off-the-wall crazy story that you've seen since you've been a youth pastor?
Man, these two, it was a summer camp, man. It's always got to be like, you can't do stuff like at the church and do crazy stuff because pastor get crazy, which, you know. But it was crazy. It's funny, man, but it's just a bunch of youth pastors, man. You go to summer camp, if you're a youth pastor and you're listening, man, you get bored sometimes and you late nights and stuff, and so you start jacking around with other youth pastors and leaders. And, man, these good friends of mine, man, come out of youth ministry, man. We've known each other for years, and we wanted to pray a prank on our newbies, man, our newbies, okay, that were coming in, man. So the older, okay, guys got together, and we said, man, we're going to all these buses were parked out there, man. So the younger guys, you know, you make them work late night security, you know, making sure everybody's in the bunks and
put
stuff.
Put them in the grunt work.
Yeah, so they're out working, right? So like around 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, man. Me and these other two dudes got together, and so I called in on the radio, man. There's somebody out there messing on the bus. Mm. Go out there and check it out. So these guys are like all gung ho, man. They drive out there in their go kart, on their golf cart, man. Got their big spotlight, and they're like shining around trying to see. So one of these youth pastors, man, stripped down to his underwear, bro.
Oh no,
man! He took off running across the field, and another dude's chasing him. We had put like a skirt or something on him, so he looked like a girl, man. And these two guys, right, they're running across the field, and these guys were like chasing them, and they get over and they find out it's the youth pastors, man. Everybody, it was like probably like 8 or 9 of us, man. We were just watching this whole thing take place. It was hilarious, man. Everybody's, wow, laughing. And so these guys are like, oh man, y'all got us. And so they were thinking they were catching something. That's going hilarious. On. There was nothing going on. We were just messing with them. And so we were running through the bus and stuff, man. It was pretty crazy. But when you're in youth ministry, man, you see so much crazy stuff, man.
I bet.
So that's one of the ways that we just kind of like, you know, you do stuff with, you can't do that stuff with students, man. But like when you get a bunch of guys together and just having fun, man, sometimes you're just blowing off steam and just, yeah, messing with each other. To me, youth ministries are a lot like other professions.
Mm-hmm.
From the standpoint that, you know, you get a bunch of police officers together, man, and they mess with each other. You get a bunch of attorneys together, they mess, yeah, with each other. You get a bunch of firemen together, they mess with each other. You get a bunch of rappers together, they mess with each other. And so, you know, when you have that relationship, you know, doing gags and stuff. So that was probably one of the craziest things as far as leadership wise that we've done I've been involved with, I guess you could say.
Tight. Now, during your time being a youth pastor, you know, you guys are having fun, but in the midst of that, you come up with this curriculum called The Rise.
Yes, sir.
And so I want to kind of talk about that and unpack that, but I want you to also talk about like the importance of having a curriculum for your youth ministry. And then talk about what you have with The Rise.
Well, curriculum, curriculum is real tough because I'm not. It's gonna sound almost like a contradictory, man. I'm not a real big fan of curriculum because I feel like it locks you into a box. But the longer I've been in it, I'm like, man, there are so many people locked in boxes. They need help getting out of the box. And so, the idea behind the curriculum was really just to get folks out of a box that they've locked themselves in, that they don't even realize that they're in, you know. So that box being is that they, instead of spending time with God and instead of doing things and studying themselves, they go grab the curriculum from the Christian bookstore. They sit down and sit in front of it for 15 minutes or 30 seconds before they fixing to share the message. And they're like, God, help you put something together. So that's why I'm kind of like not a fan of curriculums, because it doesn't force them to grow and, you know, study and, man, what does God have for these students?
Mm-hmm.
But the curriculum is not curriculum for them to use. That's what's different about it. It's not curriculum set up for you to say, okay, I'm going to share this message with these students. This curriculum is set up to develop youth pastors as youth pastors, as leaders. So it's more self-development, man. These are some things that we need to change, because most youth ministers, they're not full-time. They're not going to be on. They're not. The chances that a youth minister, and I mean, I've been down this road, is youth pastors, they don't have a budget. You know, they're working full-time job, probably got 2 or 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pay their bills, and you're talking about, I got to get some money together just so I can go away for a week. That means I'm paying to leave, and I ain't got nobody to money come. I don't have no money coming in. I got to find somebody to watch my kids. And so you got all this other stuff going on, and you want me to go to a seminar or to a workshop or training. And so the idea is with the curriculum is to provide it for youth pastors for free. And
yeah.
So the curriculum basically is just to help you become the youth pastor. Don't not just like, well, man, I'm gonna be here for 12 months and gone, or I'm gonna be here for six
right,
months
right.
and leave. But it's really just like man, you need it helped you to get planted, to grab a hold of the senior pastor's vision. Because a lot of youth pastors, they get sidetracked, man. Well, God told me to do this, and God told me to do that, and I have a call to do this. But God, yeah, God gave that to you, but that's to complement the church. It's to complement the senior pastor's vision.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to take off and run and, hey, do your own thing.
Tight.
So, I
tight.
mean, like, one of the things I share when you give me a group of youth pastors, man, I'm like hardcore on them, man. I mean, look, Stephen was handpicked. David was handpicked. And it took all them years for David. It took all them years for him to see mm-hmm. all that transpire. You know, you got Stephen. I mean, when he signed up to wait tables, man, nowhere in his mind is he thinking I'm finna get stoned.
Mm.
You know, he was just serving.
Yeah.
And the scriptures tell us, man, we to lay our life down. But nobody wants to lay our life down for the church. More so, most youth pastors don't want to lay their life down for their senior pastor.
Wow.
You know, and that's where the heart of the curriculum comes from is that, you know, when things get rough and you ain't got no money and situations and wife and kids and students and parents and you got all this stuff, man, then you're like, man, forget it, man. God's called me to do something else. A lot of times I don't think it's God calling them, man. I think it's just folks getting fed up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of messing with this.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to have that longevity. I think that's tight. Like, again, just talking about how, like, you have that longevity. My encouragement is that, like, we were talking, you know, during our time together, just like how you encourage people to stay the course, keep the faith, and just keep it moving.
Yeah, man.
So
you got to do that, man.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's tight. Well, we're going to get back into some more music, and when we come back, man, we're going to talk about your brand new book. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some of the chapters in the book.
Cool, cool, man.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited about it too, man. It's different, man. It's different than it ain't new because there ain't nothing new under the sun, but
it's just the
point of view, man. But
yeah,
it's cool stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. You guys are tuned into the Rhythm and Praise Party where we play the best in hip hop and rhythm and gospel music. Got my man Pastor Salo hanging out with us. So y'all keep it locked right here.
Yeah, yo cheese, let's do this, man. Yeah, let's go. No matter how intense it gets, it ain't hot enough. Yeah, yeah. I wish somebody told me about a storm I ain't been through. Clooney, shed enough tears, turn my blue sky gloomy. No copyright on these hard times, sue me. Birthday wasn't April 1st, could've fooled me. 2, 3, 4 or more years maybe. Childhood, no good, should've went crazy. Toys all counterfeit, boy food gazy. Hungry daily, no pops to raise me. Daddy lied, mama cried, she did her best. Mama tried, while she's feeding two boys, she's starving. Love was the only thing warm in the apartment. Lights out, dark clouds, wake confusion. Why this, why me, will I keep losing? Why this pain in my heart so bruising? Feels like the world stopped moving. Wanna say it? And the gang's all here, rep Christ all day. Homie, be clear, been trying. triple double when they talking about you now. Remind them not to mumble, trying to keep it subtle, not to overdo it. Christ got me crazy, I'll be drinking lighter fluid. Forget the trauma unit, blood is transfused. That means I'm bad news, cause I can't lose.
Living life like a diplomatic envoy.
To live as Christ, so I just count it all joy. No illusions employed, I've been authenticated. Got God in my heart, can't nobody ever take him.
Devil drop bombs, we walking through flames. Striking that black, I'm feeling no pain.
Fireproof by my man Sean Simmons. Y'all keep it locked right here.
I don't believe it. I'm a warrior.
The first single from Little Prophet's upcoming album Revolution, Heart of Courage, featuring Petty D, is now available on iTunes. Be on the lookout for his new music video, Revolution, featuring Kaz, and mark the date for June 26th for the new album Revolution. For more information, visit his website, www.therealwordrecords.com. That's www.therealwordrecords.com. Are you tired of paying an arm and a leg for your cell phone service? Well, I found a company that can help. No Strings Wireless. If you currently have service with AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon, No Strings Wireless can help switch your service to a compatible prepaid carrier. Keep your phone, even if it's an iPhone or Android. Keep your number, get the same quality service, and save a lot of money. Go to www.nostringswireless.com now to make the switch. Put in DJ P-Dog as your referral code and make the switch with no activation fee. You will also receive a free SIM card or phone flash if needed. Visit www.nostringswireless now. No Strings Wireless, the way it's supposed to be. The brand new project by Equip, the MC Mixtape, is now available for free download. The project features collabs with JB Real, K9, Omega Sparks, Tony Stone, Skyway, Wreck, Young Timothy, and many more. You can download it absolutely free by going to his website, getequippedmusic.com, and follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Equipped Music.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints.
One Accord, DJ.
We are still hanging out with my man, Pastor Salo, man. And thank you for taking this time out to hang out with me, man. Like, man. I know doing youth ministries or doing anything in ministry, like, your time is so valuable. You're going all over the place.
I know about valuable. They do be pulling on you. I don't know about valuable. I think that's why they pull on us so much, man, is because they like, hey, he got plenty of time. He ain't doing nothing but hanging out with young people anyway.
Right, hanging out on Twitter and Instagram.
So do your work. I'm working. I'm posting.
There you go. But you got this new book, man. It's called Renew Your Mind. It's actually because of this book that got us connected.
Yeah.
You know, that introduced us together. So you got this book, Renew Your Mind. We're going to pull out a couple of the segments. But when we first talked, you talked about, like, it started out as a book of prayers.
Right.
And so kind of unpack that for us. Tell us a little bit about the history of leading up to Renew Your Mind, this book that you have.
Man, it's crazy because, I mean, it's man, God's just moving on this thing. The whole concept, the book was never supposed to be published. It was not a, like, hey, I'm gonna write a book, I'm gonna market the book, I'm gonna publish the book, I'm gonna sell the book, and I'm gonna make money with the book. That was never its intention at all. Basically, what happened, you know, when you're in youth ministry for a while, students start coming up to you, Pastor, is there some scriptures that you can give me on fear? Are there some scriptures that you can give me on dealing with parents? Is there some scriptures you can deal with? I'm dealing with my boyfriend. I'm dealing with my girlfriend. I need some scriptures on depression. And so that one thing, you're like, yeah, okay, so you give them some scriptures. But when they come back to you, they're like, well, how do you pray about depression? How do you pray about my situation, and how, man, what, you know, because a lot of times we say, well, you just need to pray about it, but nobody ever says, this is how you pray, or right. this is some ways to pray. Jesus gives us an example, but he gives us example, not this is, you know, not in other words, you don't just pray that prayer all the time. He's saying this is an example of how to pray. And so what happened was I said, well, taking some student situations and say, well, how would I pray if I was in their position? What am I going to pray about? What scriptures would I stand on? What am I going to hold on to? What are those nuggets that I'm going to hold on that's going to get me through this if I was a student? And so I just put some prayers together for some students, man, typed them out, printed it out, handed it to them on a sheet of paper. Well, that mm-hmm. happened over a course of 5-6 years. And so I got all these sheets of different prayers with scripture, with scriptures with them and stuff. And so one of my leaders was like, man, can you put this together so we can just quit passing out individual sheets and just make a book out of it?
Right.
So I went old school, man. I went to a copy machine, printer, man, a cardstock, did a little design, put it together, stapled it together, folded it, creased it, did everything in-house, man, like 50 of them. I was excited, man. Students are going to have a tool. So that was the whole reason, is so students have a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It took us 5 years to sell 50. Because we're like $5 a piece, but students only go after what they're needing. If they don't need it, then they're not going to go after it.
Yeah.
Or if they don't want it, they're not going to go after it. So it took us 5 years to get rid of 50 copies. We were getting ready to redo it. They were like, hey, we need some more. We're out of copies. So I literally like, okay. So I went to my computer, printed them out, stapled it together, handed it to my leader, gave him 5 copies. And they're like, nah, man, we got to do more with this. Students need it. Students need this. And so I'm like, I know, that's why I'm giving to you. And then one of my other leaders came and said, no, you don't understand. If you really want students to have this, then you need to get this out to all students. And it really just kind of hit me, man. I was like, man, I mean, they're thinking a lot bigger than I'm thinking. I'm thinking, my group of students at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, no, students in this nation, students in this world need this.
Yeah.
And so, man, just pushing and prodding and cattle prodding and, man, getting you going. And so, man, we added some articles. I used to write for a publication, local publication, doing articles. And so they're like, man, stick these articles in there. Man, they shopped around. They found I'm saying they, because, I mean, they're involved in this whole process, because I really wouldn't want to do all this.
Yeah.
So they basically just put feelers out trying to get this thing published. Man, next thing I know, man, this thing's getting the cover design for it. Actually, the cover was done by a teenager.
Wow.
Within our youth group. All the prayers and everything are basically articles and things. It's geared towards students, man. I mean, adults grab it. Some adults grab it, and they're like, man, they can't even relate to some of the information that's in there, But students grab it, and they're just like, man, this is helping me a lot,
Right.
And so next thing you know, man, we got a cover design for it, man. Got it printed up, published. And then everybody's like, you're a published author. And I'm like, man, I don't even know what that feels like or thinks out, So I'm just like, man, okay. So that was like the concept behind it. It's just a tool for students.
Yeah.
And then seeing that the only way that you're going to get it to students is going to be getting it to the youth pastors.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Well, you gave me a copy of the book a while back, and I checked it out, man. It's actually really good. Like,
uh-oh.
I was reading some of the chapters. Me and my wife were reading them together.
Here comes the hard stuff, man. I'm always like to hear, I like hard critics and stuff, man.
Yeah,
so.
But you got.
Go ahead there, man. Go.
I see that you got like 3 main sections of the book. You got it broken down in 3 main sections. So I want to talk about 2 of those sections, and we'll talk about one, and we'll come back after the break. But one, you talked about brainwashed.
Yeah.
So talk about brainwashed, the whole concept behind that real quick.
Brainwashed basically is just, it's how we are, the world was programmed us, man. We've been programmed since we were children.
Hmm.
From the time that you come out of that womb, man, you started getting programmed with Disney. You started getting programmed with Nickelodeon. You started getting programmed with Toys R Us, man, and McDonald's, and man, so you get programmed to some things. And you grow up, man, you get saved, and you're still programmed.
Hmm.
And so you get brainwashed, and a lot of young people, a lot of adults don't realize how much they're programmed. And we're programmed so much by culture that it's so far in the church that's why you always hear people, you don't look any different than the world. It's because we're programmed. And we've got to deprogram ourselves,
which
goes back to the title of the book, is to renew your mind. It tells us, the scripture says, it says we have to renew our mind. And so that's kind of the whole concept about that, is just, and so we basically just take that right there and we just tackle the things that deal with that, habits. We're talking about lifestyles. We're the whole, counterculture, and
mm-hmm.
we're tackling all that. And culture really is what it is, and how to come out of that and start really observing. See, I don't know if anybody, that's, if you're listening, if you're older, you probably recognize this, but G.I. Joe used to say, he used to be like, hey, they used to do these little segments on safety and stuff, and then at the end of the list, they would say, you know, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, knowing is
and
half
so
the battle.
A lot of times, if you don't even know that you're programmed, man, you're not even going to get help yourself. But if you realize, man, I'm programmed, well, that's half the battle. So now that's why that's like at the introduction of the, you know, kind of like heads up, man. You're programmed and you're brainwashed and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, that's cool. Like in this section, you got a couple of chapters talking about having attitude, made by God, ministering to the Lord, filled, giving. So I think that's cool, man. Like, I guess those sections, you know, talking about how really these are things that you need to be reprogrammed in.
Yes. Yeah, so. Definitely. Because everything really starts with the attitude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your attitude really reflects, I mean, everything about you. You know, and if you don't if you're programmed to have an attitude, which that's what some of the programming is, you know, then everything that you do is going to have the wrong attitude. You're supposed to have the attitude of Christ, but if you're so programmed with everything else that's going on, man, you're just brainwashed, man. You're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Game over.
That's good, man. That's good. Well, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about another section of the book, and then we're going to talk about a few more things. So hanging out here with Pastor Salo, man, the author of Renew Your Mind, the book. All right, cool. We're going to talk about how y'all can get a copy of this, too. So y'all keep it locked right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party. We got more coming at you right after this.
TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com. The life in hip-hop, where you get the inside scoop on all your favorite artists from around the globe. Get all the latest news around the clock. Hot music leaks left and right. Left and right. Music videos sure to dilate your pupils. Album reviews that'll let you know the deal. Community and much, much more. TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com. The life in hip-hop. You dig? Dig. TheSouth.com.
What's up, guys, people? This is your boy, DJ P-Dawg, the host of the Rhythm and Praise Party. And check out my website, www.djpdawg.com, and keep up with me. You can check out the events I am involved with, read my blogs, or check out some great music videos from some of your favorite artists. And of course, it is the home of the Rhythm and Praise Party podcast. And you can find all this and more by logging on to my website right now. www.djpdog.com. That's www.djpdog.com. Peace. We are now at your throwback jam of the week, and this week's throwback is coming from my man Shy Lin featuring Cruz Cordero. This joint is called World Wide Web.
Rhythm and Praise Party Throwback.
It's the solely day of glory, your fella, y'all. Once again, DJ Essence. Yeah, it's for my internet cats. Check it out. Yo, listen close when I'm kicking this. WWW, worldwide wickedness. Caught up in the web, Satan wants you to enter his net. How quickly we tend to forget original sin since Genesis 3. Check the archives. No steering wheel lights or brakes, that's a hard drive. Oblivious to the world system that's got you. America's online, screaming Yahoo. But God's word will not fail. I deliver the gospel. Now that's what I call hotmail. I defied him, denied him, tried him, despised him until the I am sent me a I am. He said, I'm the way, follow me and obey. And it was only by his grace that I clicked okay. He got me on some lottery hit, and you got to be kidding. My spiritual riches make Bill Gates look poverty stricken. I was blind, couldn't see nothing. Till he cleansed me from within, took my sins and hit the delete button. He smacked me in the face with a fat knapsack of great snatch from the rat race, and I ain't trying to hit the backspace. He's worthy of worship, deserving your service. Absurd verdict concerning the versions dispersed. Hit the words perfect. So backslider, a newcomer, calling his name, cause whether you hit return or enter, the result is the same. One time for your mind, mic check. His righteousness, yes. Christ, life, death, resurrect. Land low, rock soul, good news, be at. I be that 2 Corinthians 5:17 cat. One time for your mind, mic check. His righteousness, yes. Christ, life, death, resurrect. Rock soul, land low, good news, be at. I be that 2 Corinthians 5:17 cat. What? Yo, grace and peace to my rock soul fam. Grace and peace to the saints in Philadelphia.
my CLF crew, my crew up in Antioch, you know what I'm saying? The ATL crew, my union fam, and grace and peace to God's elect worldwide.
This is for my internet connection, intellects collecting. Intellectuals and lessons about the intimate infinite. Internet's getting casted, quick to catch men, to cast them into intricate plots of gospel blockbusters. And syndicates to watch gospel hustlers get restless with the message of Christ. Meshing with mics, messing what's right. Blessed with the light and light of questions you might ask or mic blast or whatever you feel. It's never too real for God's people to step to the field of philosophical jargon like doctrines of Darwin. Theological talking like my God, he is soaring. Heralding the gospel, sinful men being pardoned. Applauding his art. Awesome taste that alter states of hardened hearts, hauling them by his sovereign grace, solving the problem that separates man from God, segregates lands from God's commanding laws. Instead of standing, they fall, it'll all crumble. Apart from God's precepts, society is violently humble. Tyranny comes to take over, either be under God's rule or have man as a slave owner. So pay closer attention as I proceed with the chorus, cause Jesus is gorgeous, so please don't ignore this. His seeds are enormous, so have the streets and the forest reaping the harvest. One time for your mind, mic check. It's righteousness, yes. Christ, life, death, resurrect. Land, mode, see, devil, good news, react. I'm that Colossians 2, verse 2 to 3 cat. One time for your mind, mic check. It's righteousness, yes. Christ, life, death, resurrect. See, devil, land, mode, good news, react. I'm that Colossians 2, verse 2 to 3 cat.
Continuing on, playing you guys the best in hip-hop and rhythm and gospel music. We are hanging out with Pastor Salo, who's my special guest.
Special, yeah.
Youth pastor at Family Worship Center here in Waco, Texas, man. It's been cool hanging out with you guys, man.
Appreciate that, man.
I was telling you, man, like a lot of times when I go in to do an event, like I'm flying in like the day of, do the event, and I'm out the next day. Yeah. But it's been cool, like really getting to know you guys. Like you guys have been amazing people, man. So
cool, man.
It's been real cool hanging out with y'all.
I'm glad you weren't trying to leave, man. Like, man, I gotta get out of here, man. These jokers is crazy.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like that. Like, I feel like, you know, during my time with you guys, it was like man, when that last day comes, it's gonna be kind of like bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be kind of bitter because I'm leaving new friends, yeah. But it's gonna be sweet because I get to go back home to my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so but that's always good. Like, it just builds anticipation for the next time we get together.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
We're talking about the book that you have, Renew Your Mind, and another section that you have in this book is talking about emotional and intelligence.
Yeah, emotional intelligence.
Intelligence. So talk about that.
It's kind of an oxymoron, really. You know, emotional intelligence, man, a lot of times everything that we see in the United States, man, in this world, to purchase things, to do things, our actions, society, culture, man, they programmed us, going back to being brainwashed and being brain dead and all that. They programmed us to do everything based off our emotions. You see the car, I got to have the car. You see the shoes, I got to have the shoes. I mean, what drives a person, you're going to laugh, man, what drives a person, I hope you don't do this, but if you do, don't take it wrong, but what drives a person to go and show up at 4 o'clock in the morning and wait for some new J's.
Oh, no, that's not me, bro.
That don't even to me, I mean, and I know folks that do that, you know, they stand in line, man. You like, it ain't even Black Friday and they in line, you know, waiting for some new J's. They're driven by their emotions, man.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't realize that. But when you're emotionally intelligent, you can recognize, man, them emotions are driving me.
Mm.
I got to be smarter than them emotions. I got to be smarter than what the society is pushing to me to get me to be able to buy their product. You know, because we'll go get what we want, and then the offering plate come by, and we put a dollar in it.
Wow.
You know, and that's not supposed to be so. It should be like, you know what? Let me not get those J's.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and put that money in the offering, and then if God willing, in the name of Jesus, I'll get them J's when the time is ready.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But what we do is we feed our flesh, we feed our desires based off our emotions.
Yeah.
And so emotional intelligence basically is just saying, look, this is what's going on. in your life. And if you can get a hold of your emotions, then you're actually going to be smarter and wiser than the next guy.
Yeah, that's tight. That's tight. Yeah. You got some sections in here. I want you to unpack this section.
Uh-oh.
Not emo.
Okay.
I thought that was okay. I see. Mm-hmm. You got sections like real men, real women, dear friends, then not emo. It's kind of that mug sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. emotional intelligence, man, is really just with relationships with guys and girls, with friends. That whole section is basically dealing with the relationships.
Okay.
Not emo means, don't let your emotions drive you.
Got you. Got you.
Because people, working in youth ministry, man, you hear parents, come talk to me. You got to talk to my son. You got to talk to my daughter. They need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, you don't want to mess them up. And you come into me to help them, and you got them all jacked up with their emotions because of how you're doing stuff. And so being not emo is don't being so emotional.
Yeah.
Jesus was an emotional man, but he did not let his emotions drive him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what we do is, you can't be emo. You can't be, nobody wants to talk to me. Well, probably because you don't talk to nobody.
Hmm.
The proverb says if you want friends, then find yourself friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no friends. Well, probably because you're not friendly.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to me. Well, probably because you're not talking to nobody.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, everybody likes him. Well, it's because he talks to everybody.
Yeah.
And they don't realize how introverted that is and how self-motivating that is. That's really more self. It's really more probably one of the most selfish things you can do is to walk off and be by yourself.
Hmm.
When God was created us to have relationship with people and him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got them cats, in the side like, man, I'm just over here by myself playing my little game, and doing my thing. Got my earbuds in, my iPhone on, and I'm just over here surfing and nobody, might pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Man, that's self-motivated, man. That's really what got the devil kicked out.
Hmm.
Being selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tight. That's tight. Well, man, we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to let people know how they can get a copy of this book.
Cool.
And make sure we get out all your information so people will know how to keep up with you guys.
Sweet, man.
So y'all keep it locked right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party, playing you guys the best in hip-hop rhythm and gospel music.
Yes.
Hanging out with Pastor Salo here on the Rhythm and Praise Party. So y'all keep it locked. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, are you good to go?
Let's see ya.
Okay.
Are you good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good.
You gotta become harder than silly, than colder, and bigger than fearful, than harder, than harder, than harder, than jacking up everything. I'm burning my tongue, I'm up and giving rappers a thought to get it sort of stacking like industry. You just did it in a minute. Hold on. Stop.
Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Shatter you and don't wanna communicate with the promise. But the promise is too what I ask in the criminologist. They don't wanna sit to the right, let me realize it's a pillar your talents. They rather have a psychiatrist. They don't wanna follow theology, go theodicy. The issue was the heart of the center, bubble about it. Made the center while the jealous and isn't it? That's a problem. Make a problem when I call it the problem when I try to shame. Bigger than the logical, theological. I'm only giving them truth that they correlate with the Bible. Now some are philosophical, psychological, article, but ask a psychological, biblical truth in the audio. Bigger than the logical, theological. I'm only giving them truth that they correlate with the Bible. Now some are philosophical, psychological, article, but ask a psychological, biblical truth in the audio.
Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? I'm good to go. Tell everybody I'm good to go. You good to go? Good to go. Tell
what it means to go. I'm still good to go.
We are back here with my man, Pastor Salo, man, the author of the book, Renew Your Mind. And you guys got to hear his heart for youth ministry, got to hear the heart behind the book. And so hopefully you guys are interested on how you can actually get a copy of this book. And so, Pastor, man, let them know, man, how can they keep up with you? How can they get a copy of the book? Find out about your curriculum, The Rise, and everything else that you got going on.
The book, man, God bless us. Like I said, we weren't trying to do anything as far as get it, make money with it, just trying to get it out there. The book, man, all you got to do is walk into Barnes & Noble's, walk into Books A Million, walk into Hastings Records. If you got a Hastings Records, almost any bookstore will have it. Tight. It may not be sitting on the shelf, so you might have to be like, hey, do you have this book, Renew Your Mind by Marcelo Lozano? And then they'll be like, type it in, man. It's going to come right up. So you can get it really anywhere. If you're a web net kind of person, yeah, you're on the web all the time. If you're on the net and doing all that kind of stuff, man, all you got to do is just go to any online stores, man. Books A Million, Barnes & Nobles. You can come to it's on Amazon. We both and if you're real techie, you can get a digital book on your Kindle.
Tight.
And
there you go.
On your what is the other one, man? It's on. I know what it is. It's the Kindle and then
the Nook.
The Nook. There you go. Okay. Somebody's going, the Nook. You fool, the Nook.
See, I'm not in tune.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I just happen to know.
Yeah. So they're like, yo, we got you on the Nook. The guys I'm working with, I'm like, man, you're going to be on Nook and all this stuff. So you can go to there. The website is it's called The Rise Online. It's therise.com. And if you're a youth minister, I want you to go to that website, man. Or there's lessons, there's curriculum, everything that's on the website is absolutely free. Just kind of hit you up. We have the hard copy curriculum that we offer that you can get on the website also. But man, it's absolutely free. So if you're like, man, I need help with this or I need help with that, we tackle everything and just to try to talk about some of that stuff would just take about another, whole other show to be able to get involved with that. But it's absolutely free. Get on our mailing list, man. Sign up for the mailing list. We do. It'll comes out about every 6 to 8 weeks. We do a new lesson out that comes out. It's absolutely free. Download it. Pass it around, man. And that's it, man. And just look for us. We're gonna be out, man, doing stuff around the country, which is crazy because that was never my plan. And I got stuff's popping off, man. Like that's how I ran into you, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just like wow, man. God's opening doors and building relationships. So. If you need help with anything, I'm going to tell you, hit me up on the website. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. It's SELOLOZANO. If I offend you when I'm tweeting or posting, I'm sorry. I just try to keep it real for my young folks, man.
Keep it 100.
And I do get in your face on those social sites, though. I will get in your face a little bit.
Tight, tight. Well, make sure y'all check out his website, theriseonline.com. And for all you hip-hop heads out there, you'll appreciate this. Like, if you look at the cover of his book, Renew Your Mind, it's kind of like in graffiti format.
Yeah,
so.
Man, that was real key because I was doing a lot of marketing, man.
Yeah.
The whole concept was on the cover. I was like, okay, if we're going to market this for young people, you don't want a book or something that's spiritual or it's going to help them. You want something that's going to call tabletop value.
Okay.
You know, in marketing, you have to have tabletop value. In other words, if they see it on a table, they're going to have enough value on that cover for them to pick it up. Because the one thing that we always say is don't judge a book by its cover, but that's all we ever do.
That's true. That's true. Well, Pastor Salo, man, thanks so much for hanging out with me here on
the
show.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you.
And once again, man, make sure y'all check out his website, theriseonline.com.
Yes, sir. All right? Appreciate it.
Y'all keep it locked right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party.
T38 Creations is your premier destination for professional graphics, web design, and music production. To contact us, give us a call at 631-565-7056. And if you're looking for a quote or some sample music production, send an email to projects@t38creations.com.
Playing you the best in hip-hop and rhythm and gospel music, it's your boy DJ P-Dawg. Back on the mic once again, I want to send a big shout-out to my good friend Pastor Celos out of Waco, Texas, man, for hanging out with us, man. Big shout-out to him, man. Yo. Like I said, man, go check out the book, Renew Your Mind, if you're a youth pastor out there. Check out his curriculum entitled The Rise. And got a lot of great things for you guys, man. Got a lot of great things going, all right? Hey, listen, we started this show off with a bang, man. We started off with this new joint by my man Lecrae. The joint was called Lord Have Mercy featuring Tedashi. And Gravity, man, it's making noise already. It hasn't even dropped yet, all right? The digital download pre-sale has already hit number 2 on the hip hop charts, man. It's crazy, right? The album hasn't even came out yet and it's already charting. So September 4th, man, can't get here fast enough. Make sure you guys go to reachrecords.com to stay up to date with what's going on with Lecrae's new album, Gravity, and go to unashamedtour.com because Lecrae, along with the rest of the Reach Records crew, will be in a city near you for the Unashamed Tour 2012. And make sure you guys go check that out and get there. Get your tickets early. Tickets are all on sale. A lot of things popping off, man. Lecrae's doing an album release party in Manchester, UK, along with Denver, Colorado, and Houston, Texas. And tickets are on sale for that as well. Get all that information and more on reachrecords.com. And make sure you guys keep up with what's popping off in the industry, all right? And, of course, I'm going to make sure you guys stay in the know right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party, all right? Well, folks, man, like I always say, the light of Christ is a blazing one. So let that light blaze in you so that men will know that you are his disciples indeed. I am your boy, DJ P-Dawg, which stands for Perry Depends on God's Grace. And that is all we can depend on living in the times that we are living in today, all right? I'm going to holler at you guys later. Same time, man, same station. We got more great tunes coming up for you and some special guests all on the way right here on the Rhythm and Praise Party, all right? I'm going to holler at you guys later. One love. Peace.
Make you famous, make you famous, make you famous.